Oh, that Gulf Stream! It truly lives up to its nickname, the Lord of Storms. All by itself, it creates these fearsome cyclones through the difference in temperature between its currents and the superimposed layers of air. The rain was followed by a downpour of fire. Droplets of water changed into exploding tufts. You would have thought Captain Nemo was courting a death worthy of himself, seeking to be struck by lightning. In one hideous pitching movement, the Nautilus reared its steel spur into the air like a lightning rod, and I saw long sparks shoot down it. Shattered, at the end of my strength, I slid flat on my belly to the hatch. I opened it and went below to the lounge. By then the storm had reached its maximum intensity. It was impossible to stand upright inside the Nautilus. Captain Nemo re-entered near midnight. I could hear the ballast tanks filling little by little, and the Nautilus sank gently beneath the surface of the waves. Through the lounge's open windows I saw large, frightened fish passing like phantoms in the fiery waters. Some were struck by lightning right before my eyes. The Nautilus kept descending. I thought it would find calm again at 15 meters down. No. The upper strata were too violently agitated. It needed to sink to 50 meters, searching for a resting place in the bowels of the sea. But once there, what tranquility we found! What silence! What peace all around us! Who would have known that a dreadful hurricane was then unleashed on the surface of this ocean? End of chapter 19.